Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Harvard Journal of Law and Policy has recently released an article supporting the idea that the Constitution protects children in the womb, that unborn babies are constitutional persons. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this, Matt, is coming from the Harvard Journal of Law and Public Policy, and it has a remarkable article that, frankly, is not remarkable when you look at the history of the Constitution and the definition of person, because even courts consider corporate entities that we create through just a word processor as a legal person. So why not someone who has the DNA of a person that is indisputably human at the moment of conception have the same legal right as a person protected under the Constitution?
Well, that's right. We just celebrated Independence Day. We talked about how the Declaration of Independence says that it's a self-evident truth, you know, that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, among these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, you can't have liberty and the pursuit of happiness if your life is taken away. And Harvard, founded on the precepts of Christianity, a Christian university, has lost its way over the years. What's surprising to me, it's no bastion of conservatism here, but that the Harvard Legal Journal here would come out with this, stating unborn babies are constitutional persons. The leading forum for conservative and libertarian legal scholarship, according to its website, said in its report that unborn children do in fact fall under the 14th Amendment's protections. That's a self-evident truth, Matt. And for, you know, the 14th Amendment adopted in 1868 holds that no state shall, quote, deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. So it's a fiction that just because a preborn child is in a different state of development and is in a physical proximity within the mother's womb instead of, you know, a foot further out of the womb, that it is somehow not a person. That is a fiction. It's a scientific fiction. It's a legal fiction. And it's a fiction, frankly, that the pro-abort left has to embrace in order to justify violating the 14th Amendment and slaughtering these unborn persons.
Yeah, I really don't understand how they do justify that, Matt. I mean, you know, we all started out in the womb, right? I mean, you can't deny that. So that we all started out as an unborn baby. So how do they justify that they're not depriving a person of life when they're aborting a child in the womb?
They don't address it. I remember the very first legal case that I read was the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision. That was a case I read after viewing this video in 1983 that ultimately changed the direction of my life with regards to the sanctity of human life. And in that particular opinion written by Justice Blackmun, he said, we do not need to decide when life begins. Well, that's the core issue. And he put that to the side, and he acknowledged that if life begins at the moment of conception, the whole premise of the abortion would be completely off base.
Right.
Because if that's when life begins, then you have a human life. And he said, we don't need to decide that. Well, no, you do need to decide it. So they just kicked it to the side as though it was something that was not necessary, although they acknowledged that it was key to the underlying issue. Well, this particular article says that the 14th Amendment, adopted in 1868, and by the way, there's also the Fifth Amendment that also has a very similar applying to the federal government, but also certainly the 14th Amendment applying it to the states, says that no state shall deprive any person of life. without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the law. According to the author of this article, the author says that the structure is very simple. If you look at legal dictionaries and common usage, the context of the English common law tradition, and cases that attempted to construe the meaning of the text in a manner consistent with its original meaning, he says it's pretty simple, that it is reasonable to conclude that the 14th Amendment includes prenatal life. And he's right. If one concedes, he says, the minor premise that preborn humans are members of the human species, all must then be demonstrated is that the term person in its original public meaning at the time of the 14th Amendment as adopted applied to all members of the human species. You know, what else would it apply to that no state and certainly the rest of the Constitution, other parts of the Bill of Rights, refers to the federal government, shall not deprive a person of life without due process? What that means is you have an opportunity to be notified and you have an opportunity for a hearing before you are deprived of life or the equal protection of the laws. And what we have done in 1973 is just simply say, we don't need to address that issue. That's the Supreme Court dodging the critical issue. When does life begin? Medical science back then, and certainly now, has incontrovertibly concluded that life begins at the moment of conception. You are a unique, identifiable human being with a completely unique, never before, never after DNA at the moment of conception.
But how does it, you know, it doesn't make sense. Like, say, if a pregnant woman is killed and that murderer is convicted for two deaths, two lives.
Yeah, many states.
But yet an abortion, we don't consider that a murder.
Yeah.
You just stole my thunder, Holly. I was going to remind everyone that and that's not just state law. Many states have, but you'll remember the Lacey and Connors law, the Unborn Victims of Violence Act, signed into law by President Bush in 2004, that says exactly that. It says that if a unborn child is killed in the process of a violent crime against a pregnant woman, then the assailant is charged with two murders. Well, think of how incongruous that is. It makes no sense whatsoever under the pro-abort model.
Yeah, every area of law, including a state tort law, which is personal injury, and criminal law, they're moving predominantly to the same place, and that is recognizing the humanity of the unborn child. A state law, for example, if you have a child in the womb, and you have an estate that's ultimately provided, that child in the room has property rights, just like the person who's outside the womb. And you can appoint a guardian ad litem for the distribution of that property before that child is ever taking the first breath outside of the womb.
A constitutional
person. In tort law, if somebody does a personal injury against you, they punch you, you're not killed, but you want to file a personal injury, you can have an assault and battery, or you can have a tort against the person who perpetrated it, as well as the unborn can have a civil lawsuit. In criminal law, it's the same way. If you kill someone, kill a mother that's carrying a child, it's a double murder. And that's what you're talking about, Matt. It came out of California. You've got the law in California. You've got laws other places. Now you got a federal law on that issue.
Yeah. And listen to the definition of unborn child in the Unborn Victims of Violence Act, that's in this federal law. It says, an unborn child is a child in utero, which means, quote, a member of the species Homo sapiens at any stage of development who is carried in the womb. That's exactly what we're talking about here, that the 14th Amendment rights apply, personhood applies. These are people. They're members of the species Homo sapien at any stage in development, carried in the womb. That's it. And of course, this law infuriates pro-abortion activists because it does rightfully it just simply acknowledges the personhood of the unborn person in a different state of development.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, you know, we create a corporation on paper and file it with the various government entities, and it becomes a legal person, just like you and I. It has the same constitutional protection. It has the right to freedom of speech, freedom of religion, all the other kinds of things that you and I would have as a human being. If that's the case, why don't we protect the life of a human being in the womb? You know, I think it's just a matter of time, and we may see this very soon, within clearly our lifetime, but it could be within the next couple years. With the next vacancy on the United States Supreme Court, someone who previously voted the wrong way on the issue of abortion be replaced by someone who will respect the original understanding of the Constitution. Roe versus Wade is history. So we need to prepare for that. That's the battle coming up. I believe it will happen. Continue to pray and stand with us at Liberty Council as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the natural family. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember us in your prayers and your consistent, regular financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community, lc.org.